חיה, לכלי מימה דמשמוך הכל לאחר. ואם כן, מתי הנובה של עד העובס, דין צורך להסרס במשומה באחר. He can, he, in regard to Mithya Nivashil, he said, even though it's Itilode, why is it Itilode? Because there are Vizreya, there are Vizeife, but when he's Masra de Mithya, he doesn't have to spell out Zereya. When he's Masra de Nivashil, he doesn't have to spell out it. Why? That's the answer. That's it. In line with the Shita of the Rach. Because while Mithya is Itilode of Zereya, but it's a different, there are two types of Tilode. It's a Tilode that it is constituted as a Meloche by virtue of Idim in Gomo. But when do we have to spell out the Av in the Meloche of the Tilode? Only when the Tilode is constituted into Meloche by virtue of Iktaz Dimien. Then, since there is only Iktaz Dimien, then you have to mention the Av. But if it is counted in Loche by virtue of Idim Gomo, full resemblance, you don't have to mention that. Alright. So he says, Din came to on the Vashal Rebobis, the Itzorah Hassan of the Mishma Vachia, the Kaimri Talmude, the Reblezer, Loimanele Badovis, at Kaimri Shem Tesvelos. Alright. So that is the Pshat of the Tarashmuel, and that is the Shite of the Tesvot. The Tesvot says it himself. Now, one of the pshoti that the Maram mentions, which he rejects, is that we are geiris. We are geiris. Ve'ei, the niteya mevashe, in tzorech la'asrei se'im shema'av, v'im yischo, tolbe mishum niteya yischai. V'im yischo, tolbe mishum niteya yischai. And what does it mean, tolbe mishum niteya? So one pshat that the Maram mentions, which the Maram rejects, that it means v'mishcho tov v'mavrich u'malki mishum niteya. Mishum niteya. So that means shniteya chay. So, and according to that pshat that the Maram mentions, which the Maram himself rejects, so it modifies the first teretz. What was the first teretz in thesis? That the reason as to why the Gemara doesn't say hach v'tzorich lahaskir b'yashroye ha'ad le'av. Hach! Hach, dein maskir ba'asroye av le'tilode, because there is no such aloche that you have to be maskir in the asroye, the av of the tilode. You don't have to be maskir. If you mention in the asroye an alien, something that is not its av, so then it's kimaligalov, so it's just, so it's not asroye. But if you don't mention the av altogether, just the tilode, so it's a good asroye. A raye, so he says, the alien, that there is no such requirement that the av of a meloche should be spelled out in the asroi of the tolde, because if somebody is in itea and mevashel, so he doesn't have to. We know that when someone is in itea, so the edim who are master in itea do not have to mention zereya. If somebody is a mevashel, the edim who are master is the mevashel do not have to mention eife. V'im hisro told them mishem niteya chayev. And furthermore, not only is it good asroye if the niteya himself, if it's mentioned to the niteya himself, don't be niteya, because there is a chiyuv missing. Not only in that case is the asroye good asroye. Furthermore, even if the meloche consists of mavrich u'malki, and the edi tell the mavrich u'malki, don't be mavrich u'malki, because mavrich u'malki is the tolde of niteya. So it's also chayav, even though they don't mention that the av of mavrich u'malki is reya, still is chayav. So that's a raya, that there is no such requirement that when somebody does a telode, so the edim have to mention the av of the telode. Because if there had been such a requirement, that when one does a telode, so the edim have to mention the av of the telode, so then it would follow that when someone is mavrich and malki, and the edim tell him, don't be mavrich and malki, because there is a chiyuv mise. There is a chiyuv mise because mavrich and malki is told of niteya. It shouldn't be good asroye. They didn't mention the ultimate av Israel, not Nitea. Not Nitea. So, in other words, so that pshat, that is the pshat that the Maharal mentions, and they reject it. But curiously, so the Chizmuk Betzes mentions in the name of Gilgen Teisves, in the name of Teisves, in accordance with that pshat that the Maharal mentions and the Maharal rejects. Now, so, the less and that Gimel, Chizmuk Betzes. The second line from the end of the first column in the Abdim Omer Aleph. We cause for it it is. We even it is with Vashal Vichul. Pir is ze koi al kushi al vishen. Shom rodin afkim nishe tzorach lahaskets. Al atin rodin nishma. Kilo im arim isek mu ishama to. That if it is true, as the Makshe assumed, in his kash, that there is a requirement of spelling out the Telode, the Arab, in the Ashoye for the Telode, in Kenin, Hoyolim, Nes, Niteyam, Vashel, Madonis, Loches, Sharim, Zon, Lasses, Ben Mishma. And that, Viloyeid, Eloshetil, is a Chayim, Zon, Lasses, Ben, Mishim, Niteyam, Vashel. In other words, and so, if we are going to assume, as Teisves assumed in the original Kashi, on the basis of the Gemara Daf Kuf Chofches, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, in Shabbos, of Mishamim, Mishamai Master, that whenever a person does a Telode, so they have to spell out the Av of that Telode. In other words, if somebody is Mishamim, assuming that Mishamim is a Telode of Merakit, so the Asroi is not a good Asroi, unless the name Merakit is spelled out by the Eidim. So then it should follow. So then it should follow that if somebody is Niteya, so the Eidim have to mention Zeraya. If somebody is Mevashel, the Eidim have to mention Dasoye, Eidim. It's not so, we know, it is well known, that if somebody is Niteya, so the Eidim do not have to spell out in Dasoye, Zeraya. If somebody is Mevashe Yodeidim, do not have to spell out in the Asroye, Eive. So, then you have to say, it's an Av. But it's not an Av. How do we know it's not an Av? If Niteya had been an Av, not the Tolde, it should be listed in Kol Godel. It's not misled in Kol Godel. If Mevashe had been an Av, it should be listed in Kol Godel. Mevashe is not listed in Kol Godel. What does it show? That Niteya is a Tolde. Tolde of what? Of Zerayah. What does it show? That Mevashe is a Tolde. It told of what? Of Eive. Of Eiv. So, if you are going to say that whenever you are master, you told it, you have to spell out the Av, so then the halacha should be, whenever you are master, the Niteya, you have to mention Zriyeh. Whenever you are master, the Mevashel, you have to mention Afiyeh. And you don't have to mention Afiyeh. Furthermore, not only don't you have to mention Eiv to the Mevashel, not only don't you have to be maskia, Zriyeh to the Niteya, but if somebody is a Mavrich and a Malki, so you mention, so you can mention in the Asroye, instead of mentioning Zereya, you can mention in the Asroye, you can mention Niteya. But Niteya is it only its own. So we see from that there is no haloche, that the Av of Imloche has to be spelled out in the Asroye for the Tolde. In the Av. But it has to be mentioned. Of course, it can be mentioned, but it's not imperative that it should be mentioned. So, Mimele, the Gemara couldn't give the Teretz Hach the Tzorich LaHaskia BaAsroya HaVav Hach the Ini Tzorich LaHaskia BaAsroya HaVitelode, because it's not like that. It's not like that. That you don't have to be maskia the Av in the Asroya for the Telode. That's what I thought. So I mean, that's how the Gilgen HaTeisves explains the expression in Teisves. Vei v'niteya mevashel in tzorich v'asreisei mishma'av v'im hischo tolde. That means mavrich uvalki mishum niteya chayim. Now, but even according to that pshat, we have to say that it has to accord with the concept mentioned by the Rach, Because he says, V'mhischo tolde, mabrich malkif mishimiteya. What do you mean? V'mhischo tolde, mabrich malkif mishimiteya. What's the shaykhes of mabrich malkif with miteya? Mabrich malkif is a tolde, and miteya is a tolde of Zareya. Miteya. The answer is, there is a tolde and there is a tolde of theology. So in other words, so it's the same like the thesis of Rosh. But where is according to the thesis of Rosh? So even if we say the generally speaking, when you are master itilode, you have to spell out down. But in connection with Niteyan Mivashail, you don't have to spell out down. Why? Because there are two types of tilodes. There is itilode that is constituted into itilode on the basis by virtue of a substantial resemblance, Ktsaz Dinyan. Then in such a case, you have to mention in the Asroye that if the Telode is only constituted in the Meloche by virtue of a Ktsaz Dinyan. And then there is another type of a Telode, a more significant Telode, where it's constituted into a Meloche by virtue of a full resemblance, which the Rambam calls it Meina, but the Rach and Teisves call it Telode. Call it a lot. If you want, you can say it's a matter of semantics. All right, I don't know. I don't think it's just a matter of semantics. But the Rach calls it. The Rach calls it. The Rambam calls it Meinad, and the Rach calls it a lot. But according to the Tesis of Rosh, so even though we assume, even if we assume that generally speaking, you have to spell out that in the Asroya for the Telode. But in regard to a Telode like the Teyom Mivashel, you don't have to spell out. According to the Gilgin Teisves, once we assume that, generally speaking, in connection with the Telode that is constituted into Meloche by virtue of Iktsaz Dinyan, that in the Asroya for that Telode, you have to spell out that. So even in the Asroya of the Telode that is constituted into a Meloche, as by virtue of the full dinyan of the dinyan gomel, you also have to spell out that. That's the difference between the thesis of Rosh and the Gilna thesis. Now, as far as the Pshat is concerned, so we can explain it like the thesis of Rosh, and we can explain it like the Gilian thesis. All right. Hore Gassino. Now again, we learned the thesis, we will go over it again. Hore Gassino. How do they have the Mishkan? Chshive kor le'ach. How do they have the Mishkan chshive kor le'ach? Ufi har dir se bo la'afuke kamam lo'ach. Shalo ho yoch shubim, ho yoch Mishkan. Di tol nesmi ni ulo yoch lo'ach. Ke amun ha shen bametein. Hei mehlo akoshi ni karka la gole, da hain achnosi. Umeishi bidyut ha'ach. So that means, according to this Gilsay, so there were many melochis that existed in the Mishkan, but they did not have the status of an av. Why? Because they are not kosher. The easy Gilsay had that the Mishkan was chshive kor le'ach. How do we have a Mishkan? The loy chshive kor le'tolode. The Gilsay zu tzorach v'im adi bo yitarate. Ako chshive lav in Mishkan yifrad etolode. So it's mashma. That only, so it's mashma loshen thesis. And this is what Marshall points out, this is what Maram points out, that only according to the second Gershon. So there are two prerequisites to be called an av. One is having Mishkan. Number two, Chshive. But according to the first Gershon, there are no two prerequisites. So what is the prerequisite according to the first Gershon? We couldn't say just having Mishkan because Thesis itself says that having Mishkin itself is not sufficient. So then we have to say, according to the first Gilsay, so Chshive is the thing that constitutes it into a Meloche, even if it didn't exist in the Mishkin. So the question is, so what does it mean, Chshive? What is Chshive? You'll take a poll among the people and you'll ask them what kind of labor is Choshev, what kind of labor is not Choshev. So the Maram says, that which was Choshev in the Zman HaMishkan. So again, the same question of Aides. That which was choshuv in the Zman HaMishnah, it's a subjective thing. So you have to take a poll. Among whom? Among the Mitzrim, among the Amalekim, among the Zainanim, among the Jews, I mean. So it means that which was choshuv in the Midbar. What's the criterion whereby we determine as to whether it was choshuv? If a certain type of labor was done in the course of the Aveide, in the Mishkan, that's the criteria. That's the best raya that is a choshev act. Afiyah is a choshev act. Afiyah, why? Because Afiyah was done in the course of Davidus, in the Mishkan. Lechem aponi. So, Zereya was a choshev act. It's a choshev act. Because without Zereya, you couldn't even have the full Mishkan. There are certain samonim, so certain raw materials that were indispensable for the construction of the Mishkan. And without Zriye, you couldn't have these raw materials. So it's a choshev ek. So choshev means also a Mishkan. So so according to the first girse in and the first Washington says, what constitutes an av? That which existed in some form, in a similar form, in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. Now, so let's say, Eife did not exist in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but it existed in connection with David in the Mishkan. But it did not exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan in the exact form, it didn't exist even. But it existed in a similar form because the Vashon existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. At the same time, it was choshev. How do we know that it was choshev? It was choshev in the midbar. How do we know it was choshev in the midbar? Because that miloche of Afiyeh existed in the course of Aveide the Mishkan, Aveide the midbar. Isn't that the best criterion that determines that this was a very choshev type of labor? It was done in connection in the course of the Aveide the midbar. This is what Maram. Then there is another gyasa. How they have it, the Tetzes here doesn't mention, but Tetzes in Perik Hazerik mentions. Hach the Havi B'Mishkin, Hach the Havi B'Mishkin is Chshive V'Kor Le'av. Hach the Loi Havi B'Mishkin, Loi Chshive V'Kor Le'av. That Gilse is not here, but Tetzes doesn't mention here that Gilse, but Tetzes, Tav Tzadik Vov, in Shabbos, mentions that other Gilse. So in other words, so there are three shittes. What constitutes an av? One the girse, the first girse here in this instance is chshives. What does it mean, chshives? Chshives in the midbar. Chshives in the midbar. And then it had to exist in its similar form. So eife is an av. Why is it an av? It's chshive. How do you know it's choshev? It was choshev in the midbar. It took place in the course of the Avedis in the midbar, lechem aponim. So it's choshev. And it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan in a similar form. Not in the exact form of Reife, but the similar form, in the form of Bishl. After all, I mean, Bishl and Afiyeh, I mean, boiling and baking, I mean, are very similar. There is a Dinyan Gobo between the two. So since it existed L'chol HaPochas in a similar form, in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, and it was Choshev in the Mishkan, because it existed in the course of the Aveid in the Mishkan, some Mele it's enough. Then there is the second deal said that there are two prerequisites. It has to be Choshev, and it has to exist in the Mishkan. And then there is a third Yosef. Anything that existed in the Mishkan, even though it was not Choshev, in the mikvah itself, he did not enjoy his special status, this type of labor, so he is an. So Teisa says the kashe. Now Teisa in Shabbos. Now. How do I mean Mishkin Chshive call out? How do I mean Mishkin Chshive call out? Well, if you say Yish Nilochez, the Havim Mishkin, the Nakish, the Nakish, the Mashke Zoyim, the Lech Chshive, the Lech Chshive, the Lech Chshive, in the Mishkin there was also Ashko Zoyim, but still it's called it a Lode. Why? Because it wasn't Choshev. I mean, it wasn't indispensable for the construction of the Mishkan. The Mishkan could have existed even with Ashkenazi, even without Ashkenazi. But the fact is that the Israelites did resort to that kind of labor in the Mishkan. But it wasn't Choshev. V'chein yigasinon d'havet v'mishkan uchshi v'kor yav. Avon yigasinon har d'havet v'mishkan chshive v'kor yav. Har d'o yav v'mishkan lo chshive. Had I been Mishkin Chshiv in Kol Ha'ahat, lo yad been Mishkin. Lo yichshiv. V'kor alei telode, lepize, ha'telode is, lo yad been Mishkin. So then the question is, but, they were in the Mishkin. You see, Teisus says, k'damir p'ad matemi, heim helu ha'koshi mikar kal ha'gole, da'ay na'achnose, and the Gemara says, in Per Kazere, that achnose is the telode. Hitzoy is an av, but achnose means taking in a chepetz, carrying the chepetz from the Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Hitzoy is the reverse, so taking out the chepetz from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So Hitzoy is an av. Why? Because Aliyetz Ishmael came in. Aliyetz Ishmael came in. So that's spelled out in the Torah. But achnose is not spelled out in the Torah. So that's it alone. But the question is, according to the Gilse, anything that existed in the Mishkan, even if it wasn't Choshev, so constitutes it into an av. So in Meile, that should be considered as an av. And Gemara says in Azirik that Achnosin is alone, the beginning of Azirik. So I mentioned that already. Because Hitzoye is unique. Teitzah says in Shabbos that pays, that Hitzoye is a melochic way. Teitzah says, that's the reason as to why the Gemara has to resort to a special pasuk, Al Yeitzi Ishmael Kenei. So, but without the pasuk, so Hitzoye wouldn't even be a melochic. But is there a pasuk regabi Ksivei? Is there a pasuk regabi Keitzer? Is there a pasuk regabi Mavia? I mean, Mavia, there is a pasuk. Is there a pasuk regabi Makibi Patish? There is no pasuk, but still it's a meloche. Why is it a meloche? Because hard to have a mishkan. So why is Hitzoye different? So Teisa says because Hitzoye is a meloche boy, and Mimele it could not be constituted a meloche by virtue of the fact that it existed in the mishkan. Why is Hitzoye a meloche boy? Because in every meloche other than Hitzoye, so there is you produce something, you write, you produce aces. You produce something. There is yitzira, there is an act of creating. Mashiach mitzoye, you don't produce anything. The same object that was in the Rishus HaRabim, now is in the Rishus HaYochid. The same object that was here, so now it's Dalet Ames away. So that's a Melochim Kiroye. There is no creation, there is no yitzira, there is no producing, there is no production. So the Melech, So Memele, without a special pasuk of Aliyei Shemene, so it wouldn't be considered Melacha. So Memele, there is no kasha. There is no kasha. Yes, according to that girse, that how the Havim Mishkech Shiveh Likor Le'av, how the Aloyam Mishkech Loich Shiveh Likor Le'tolode. So that means that anything that was in the Mishkech is already an Av, and still, if Achnosi is called Le'tolode, the answer is since it's always in Loche Kruye, so without existing in Mishkech, it wouldn't even become Le'tolode. In regard to Adam Loches, so if it existed in the Mishkech, it's an Av. And even if it didn't exist in the Mishkech, but if something bears a resemblance to something that exists in the Mishkan, it's already Tolode. Masha'inkin Ligavim Tzoye, if it didn't exist in the Mishkan in the exact form, it wouldn't even become Tolode because it's Melacha Kruye. So in order to become Tolode, it must exist in the Mishkan. In order to become an Av, there must be a Pasuk. So maybe there is no kasha. All right.
Shir Hay in Bava Kama, Yud Zayin El Hay Tov Shem Mem Beis, September 5th,
1982
on Sunday.
Now, I didn't think that we went over the Rashi. When Gemara says, Gemara says, just that thing is on the base, on top. So Gemara says, now, no, this atunus asher la shevazera bitom emes, to the same lach kayutim. You will all be tamu odom bikeinim, you will told this, ochel no mashke bitami odom bikeinim loy bitam. Hochemai, omar apope yeshmen kayutzitem yeshmen lach kayutzitem. So the Gemara inquired, what is the status of toldes in Ezekiel? Whether it's Kayetzime or Lach Kayetzime. So let's see how Rashi explains it. Hochemai, till this is the Shabbos, have a Kovitz, till this is the Tume Loy have a Kovitz, Vihoche, till this is the Ziki, Mai, Mi Amrin on till this Kayetzime, Luishna, Luishna Tolde, Mizik Meshale, Oy Dil Meloy. That's a very strange shot. So the Bayer of Gemara is, it could, whether Toldes, in Ezekiel is Kayetime or Kayetime. If it's Kayetime, then for Tolde is also high. For Negife is high. And just as it's high for Negife. But if for the same love Kayetime, so for Tolde is not high. If for Tolde is not high, so why is it called Tolde? What is it? So what significance does it have? There is a lot of Tolde. And the Gemara has the Kashi, whether to say in Kayetime or Zilakai. So we got it to me, even though we say to the same Lav Kayetzime, so there's an Afkemine, because an Av to me is mitame not only Odom Bikeli, but is mitame even Echon Domashkin, and we told this to me, a Rishi is only mitame, so it's only mitame Echon Domashkin, but Odom Bikeli is not mitame. So it has significance, but but Ligabi told us of Nizikin according to Rashi's Pshat. So what does it mean to the same Lav Kayetzimeh? That for Tolde is not Mechayev. If for Tolde is not Mechayev, so why is it called Tolde? What is it? Just an honorary title, Tolde? If he's not Chayev, so it's not a Tolde. I mean, it's very strange. Now, Chidushi Agris raises Bet Kashi against Rashi, and then he mentions the Rishi's Pshat, and he gives an explanation. He explains at great length the Rish Pshat, but on Rashi he doesn't say anything on Rashi. Now, what's the Pshat in Rashi? I think, now I'll soon see you how the Rish explains. I think that the Pshat in Rashi is in line with what we said, that what Reb Chaim said, that Yishmerenu implies two things. First of all, Yishmerenu implies a Chiyuv Tashmumi. If somebody has an axe, and he doesn't watch the axe, and the axe goes, so the owner is mechuyev to pay. Mechuyev to pay, half damages, full damages, but he has to pay. And then it also implies in my savera of Ishmael, in my savera nisa of being negligent, of being negligent. Now there are certain nizokim who are potter of tashlum. Let's say gomer nizokim, other mamas, mishase kalv shechavira bechavira. He's potter, potter miyodo, but that doesn't mean that he's not either my savera. Which my savera is either the Ishmael? And we said that according to the Rambam, if somebody is negligent, so then he's considered as a gromed binzoki, even though he's completely passive. Let's say he had an axe and he didn't exercise care over the axe. So then he's considered, as far as the Maisavera is concerned, he's considered like a gromed binzoki. That's Muhaf al Moshe Naramba. She also has it for Shalom Mashiizi, after the Likre Manezekoste. So Ishmael implies two things. Number one, Echiv Tashlumi. Number two, and my Savere, Echiv Shmire. And the Navere, if he refrains from watching his mommy. So Mele, this is what Rashi means. My, Boche told the Nizoki, my, me am going to tell his Chayim to them, lo Ishna, lo Ishna told the, in his Iknishale, o Idil Moloi, or perhaps, so we say, a love guy is there. So the melee, like I said, is not the chuyev to pay. So what's the significance of the halacha of Tolde? Nagoyet, in my saveya it is, he's navayet. But bitashlumim is not chayev, so it's like Omed in Zok Mod Mamad. He's navayet, but bitashlumim, he is potter. This is the pshat rash. Now let's see how, I think that's the plain pshat rash. Let's see how the rim explains it. Now the Kiddushi Agriz explains the Rim very well with an Arichas. But let's see the motion of the Rim. Mediktone obes, michlau dike tomes. Till we say, in kayetze ben olor, peyush, kiv dikai, hundedik sholim omeinu, hundedik nosef. Now, all the Nizikim except Sheotam. So, they pay in Aliyah. In Aliyah means from his essence. The Nizik can collect from the essence of the Mazik. Migufe, Tam, Sheotam, the Chotze is Kaspe, so the Torah says. So that means he can only, he's only in the way of the pay Migufe. What do you mean Migufe? If Ruben Sheya, a Sheya Tam was mad gold, Shimen Sheya, so then, and let's say the damage is $100. So, and Ruben Sheya is worth $100, so then Shimen can take Ruben Sheya, Migufe. Suppose Ruben Sheya is worth, when it is sold, it is worth $200, and Ruben Sheya got Shimon Sheya, and the damage is $100, and Ruben Sheya is worth $200, so Ruben Sheya is sold, the Sheya Mazik is sold. So the Rikeya, the one who buys Ruben Sheya, so he pays for it $200, so $100 is given to the mazik, to the owner of the mazik, and $100 is given to the mizik. So that means migufe. But suppose Ruben Sheya Tam was mazik Shimon Sheya. The damage is $100, and then all of a sudden, something happens to Ruben Sheya. He dies. It's not worth anything. So then he cannot collect. He can only collect migufe. So that's the other. So, Kim di Kaimun Nezik Sholom Omeinu, the Chotzi Nezik Nosu, Umuye Chi Nezik Mishalim Nezik Sholom Min Aliyah, from his essence, from his general essence. Vitam Mishalim Chotzi Nezik Nibuk, Bino Remeida, Hane Toves, the Hane Oves, Mikayei Tzemeinu, the Chol Miwe, Minayi Tudo, Tudo Ode Dilei Kavose, Umishalim Nezik Sholom Min Aliyah, Vitam Tudo Ode Dilei Kavose, Umishalim Chotzi Nezik Nibuk, Oye Dilmo, Tudisei Allah, Kayei Tzemeinu. ויעסיקנה כול את הלויסאים כאלה יצבה, בר מיטור ודרג, ומאי דיו חוצי נזק, זכו לדיו חזק מירה לו, ומשאלו לו חוצי נזק, ומאי כל מיטור ודרג, ומשאלו לנעליו, ולפתחי בירשוס הרב, ומאי עליו מיולה של יחוס. Oh, he can collect not just from the inferior assets, but even from the best, from the most superior assets of the master. So the reef explains it to the same Kaitzel, to the same Kaitzel, not as Rashi explains. Rashi explains it in the sense, if we say to the same Kaitzel, then for the Tolde is higher. If we say to the same Lav Kaitzel, then so it's for the Tepet. So, why is it called it all there? So it's called it all there because it involves the Maisavere, the Chiyuv Shmire, the Maisavere of not watching it, of not watching it. But he says no. Of course, it goes without saying, since it's called it all there. So not only does it imply that it involves the same Maisavere of not watching it, but it also implies, it necessarily implies, an account of the fact that it's a tolde of a certain mazik that is mechuyev to pay. But every specific mazik has its own peculiarities. For example, Shem Regel has its own peculiarity. What's the peculiarity of Shem Regel? It's part of the Shesarab. Beir has its unique quality, characteristic. In other words, it's part of Angelic. Age has its unique characteristic that is part of Tom. It's part of Tom. So Sheyotam has the two peculiarities. First of all, the owner pays only half damages, and the other unique quality of Sheyotam is that the owner pays only in the good faith, not the aliyah. You cannot collect from his general assets or the master. So according to the reed, it goes without saying that since a certain master is called telode, so mimele it is highly tashlumi. Otherwise it wouldn't even be called telode. But the shayla is, do we say to the same kayetzede? So if anything is a telode of let's say of Shem Regel, so mimele it will have all the peculiar qualities of Shem Regel. What's the peculiarity of Shem Regel? Potem Shesarabi. So the Tolga of Shem Regel is also Potem Shesarabi. If the Tolga of Kaelin is Potem Kaelin, the Tolga, sorry, the Tolga of Beir is Potem Kaelin, and the Tolga of Beish is Potem Tolga. Oh, to the same love guy into there. Even though it's a Tolga of a certain specific magic, but it does not possess the peculiarities of the specific magic. That's the bite. So the Gemara says, what's the maskone? Maskone is the generally speaking into the same kayetzeh. So told that the keren have the same chil as the avot keren and all the peculiarities of keren. And so told the obeya has the peculiarities of obeya, it's for tranquil. Told the obeish has the peculiarities of obeish, that is tom, is for to tom. But there is one exception. Schures is the Tolde of Shem Regel, so that does not have the peculiar, so it has the peculiarity of Shem Regel to the Shesarabi, but whereas Shem Regel is Chayev Nezik Sholem, so Schures is only Chayev Chotzimet. So the Shaila, whether Kayitzit and Olav Kayitzit, and is not whether it's Chayev Kashuv. One second, please. It's not whether it's Chayav Tashlumim or not. Yeah, of course it's Chayav Tashlumim, otherwise it wouldn't even be called Toldes. But the Shaila is whether it has all the incidents, all the characteristics of the specific Mazik or not. What is it?
In Eishur, it had Potter the Tumble, so wouldn't the Tolda for sure be Potter the Tumble?
Potter, Tolda what?
H, okay. H, yeah. Potter in Tumble, yeah. Right? So isn't
it Pasha
that
it's not Pasha, that's the Bayer
anymore. Why would
that be the Bayer? Why? I mean, you see, well, there it's Tzuhure, it doesn't make any difference. You see, Tzuhures is a told of Shem Regel, and still, it's higher on Chotzen Ezek. It's not, so it's not such a little Pasha. Mutter sagt, it's a toll deal. Or Shemeregel. Shemeregel is higher fall damages. So Tzvurish is also the higher fall damages. No, so we have Allah HaMashi in Sinai. It's not the question of Svorei. The question is, what did the Torah say? Of course, we say Svorei, why should we be Mechalik? But the question is, what did the Torah say? All right. Now, this is the pshat of the Rebbe. Now, the Rebbe is a Marich and that piece. So now he mentions the Rosh. Now Gemara Davor deduces certain Mazikish from two Mazikish that the Torah mentions. For example, the Torah mentions Keren, Shem, Regel, Eish, Beir, Odom. Now, so the Torah doesn't explicitly mention the mazik of Avone Sakune Yumasoi, she nichon reshkage, vi noflu piruach mitzuyo, vi ziku boso benayim. Somebody deposited an heavenly stone on top of it. And then an ordinary wind threw down the stone, and that stone injured someone. So then it's told of it. But suppose, now, Avone Sakune Yumasoi, she nichon reshkage, he deposited, he left, he stood in the street, and then a person walked, or a shale walked, and tripped, and got injured. So the halacha is that he has to pay. That's a total of bail. But suppose somebody deposits avonei sakinu masoi b'reish gadei, then the heaven falls with the ruach mitzuyo, and it falls down on the ground in the street, and then after it fell down in the street, a person passes by and trips. So the shayla is, this mazik is not mentioned. It's not even a direct tolde of Beir or of Eish, but it's deduced through a matzav from Eish and Beir, because it has certain aspects. The damage is caused to a certain extent in the same way as the damage caused by age. Because how is the damage caused by age? The kiachacher cooperates with the person, and then damage is caused. The person left a stone on the roof. Then the kiachacher, the wind, blows it down, is mazik. Here too, he deposited a stone on the roof. Then the wind threw it down, but it didn't do the damage in the course of its motion. It fell to the ground, the street, and then half an hour later, a person or an ox tripped over. So the Gemara deduces it to a matzah from Beir and Eish. So he's also coming. And that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, when the Mishnah says, Hasa lashon l'sheben, shedal kol hazik shimchosan alecha, uchshehidik halamadu shalat nesmulit alovet. What is it, marve, that hasa lashon l'sheben? Avon isakini yomasoye, shimichon l'shtanu, v'yofu, v'yiziku bosan alecha. So it's deduced through a matzah from ancient days. So the Rosh mentions two days. What's the aloha? What's the status of that matzah? Of Avonei Sakili Yemasoi, Sheinich and Reshdagi, Vinofu of the Ruach Mitzuyo, Viziku Riposa Dunayim. So, Yesh Nagdeirim Shepiyoshu, that it has all the kules. It has all the colors of both Mazik. Since it's deduced from age and Beir, now age has its color. What's the color of age? Age is Potrantum. Beir has its color. It's Potrantum. Mm-hmm. Now, Beir is Chayvantum. Age is Chayvantum. So Yesh Min HaDeirim She'omu, that since Avon Yisakim Yomasoi, She'yichom Rezgaga V'nofu, V'inziku V'posa V'naychet, is deduced from the two maziki in ancient day, so mele it has the coolest above. So it will be poter on Tomun, and it will be poter on Kirimos. The Rosh is ready. And the Rosh says, even though it's deduced from ancient day, but once it is deduced, so it has the status of day, because essentially, of course, we have to resort to both chiyuvim. If the Torah had not mentioned age, a chiyuv for age.